This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Nationally, 100,000 childcare workers have left the field since the start of the pandemic. That's contributed to a growing crisis for parents and daycare providers. But early childhood education programs at Wisconsin's technical colleges are thriving. Jenny Peek reports that may be because state support for childcare is focused on scholarships instead of boosting wages.
It's lunchtime at Red Caboose in Madison, and Morgan Cutler is helping 11-month-old Cassie with her meal. Like most days in the toddler room, more ends up on the floor and on Cutler than anywhere else. Cutler's worked at the Child Care Center since 2018, when she was working on a degree at Madison College.
I actually did my practicums here at Caboose when I was getting a tour done of the building. I was in the 3-year-old room. So a child came up and sat in my lap, and that solidified me, like, yeah, this is the right place for me.
But her family worries about her future in a job with staggeringly low pay. They've even pushed her to consider a more lucrative career.
I don't care if the pay is better. What I care about is, do I feel comfortable?
But low wages have pushed many childcare workers out, making it all the more surprising that the state's tech schools with early childhood education programs are stable, if not growing.
Last year, we saw a 10% increase in enrollment over the year before. Now, we're not to pre-pandemic levels yet, but that does tell me that we are going in the right direction.
That's Katie Pedersen. She's a director for the Wisconsin Technical College System. She says part of that success has to do with robust state funding for students who get degrees in early childhood education. More than 10,000 Wisconsin early childhood education students have gotten state scholarships since 1999. Jessica Chochi is a dean at Madison College. She calls the scholarship program a game changer.
I think our full-time equivalency has increased 40% this year because we've been able to award these scholarships to help students move through our program.
But a survey by the National Association for the Education of Young Children found 32% of the state's child care workers are considering leaving their jobs. They tie that to low wages and burnout. Nationally, federal data shows child care workers make an average of just $14 per hour.
That makes it really hard for people to want to get into the field. Regardless of your passions, you still have to eat.
That's Annie Tripp. They're finishing a degree in early childhood education at Madison College after 18 years in the field. They recently took an executive director job at a child care center, but that decision came after a months-long break from the work to consider other options.
When you put it all together with the emotional, the mental, the physical, the amount of physical labor that goes into this work, it's so severely undervalued by our society.
Federal pandemic relief boosted child care worker salaries and helped keep some centers afloat, but those funds are set to run out in early 2024. Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed extending that support in the new state budget, but the Republican-controlled legislature removed it from the legislation. Madison College's Jessica Chochi says low wages are a hard truth in the industry.
Our students choose this because they care deeply about children. Our hope is that we help them find employment that meets their own financial needs and their own professional needs. But we are honest about the fact that the wages in childcare are incredibly challenging.
Back at Red Caboose, Morgan Cutler is helping the kids settle down for nap with some books.
Rambler, what do you see?
It's these little moments that help keep her in the career.
I love being at Red Caboose. I will never leave.
Right now, she says what childcare workers need most is help. Or an extra set of arms.
Just so I can, give this child a hug or separate these children when they're having a hard time. It's an amazing field. A lot of people don't appreciate it, but we need more people.
But without an increase in wages, it's hard to say when or if the industry will find more workers. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.